Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We're back. It's a Victory Monday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, 15 down, 2 to go. Eagles beat the Commanders. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory! Woo! Woo!
Not bad.
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Well, Ike, Eagles sit at 10-5. They are the first repeat NFC East champion since your day.
How about that?
With pretty much not totally locked into the 3 seed, but mostly probably going to get the 3 seed with a chance for the 2 seed. So what do you think of 2, and what do you think of rather the win on Saturday and where the Eagles sit right now?
Well, I got to tell you, Listen, I sat here last week after that Vegas win.
Yep.
And I said, I'll take the win. It was a good get-right game last week versus Vegas. A nice shutout. But I needed to see more, and I wanted to see what they look like on the road against a divisional opponent, albeit a team that doesn't have a lot to play for.
Yep.
And let me say this. That game wasn't perfect Saturday night, but it was exactly what I needed to see. Because here's the thing. They got resistance in the first half, even though I thought they played damn near a flawless first half. Not a flawless first half, but damn near a flawless first half. Missed field goals and, an overthrow from Jalen to A.J.
The fumble.
Yeah.
From Will Shipley.
Oh, I forgot
Shipley.
About that.
Will
from Shipley, Shipley to right, open right, the game. Right. Yeah, we'll get into them special teams,
man.
Yeah. But, yeah, other than that, I felt good even though we were down at the half. And then they came out and did what they were supposed to do in the second half. And here's the thing. It's not so much about who they beat. It's how they won. And to me, they are getting back to winning football games with the formula that has been successful for Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and this football team. And that's playing good defense. That's establishing the run and taking your shots when they're there. And that's what I saw Saturday night. That's what I saw against Vegas as well. I'm telling you, Spike, that's the formula that we need to stick with, and you perfect that. See, here's the thing. When you're making a meal or a certain dish, sometimes the chef or the cook can get a little too cute. And they want to continuously add ingredients. Oh, let me take this thing, spice it up here. Let me add this to it to see if it'll give it a different twist or a different tang to it. You know what? It was an A-plus dish the way that it was. It wasn't a complicated recipe.
Didn't need any cilantro.
Didn't need all of that in there, man. Didn't need all of that. It got you an award-winning dish called the Lombardi Trophy. We're getting back to doing that, and we just need to perfect that. And it's starting to round into form. And Sunday will be the cherry on top that finally puts this city back in the right place mentally where we need to be. I know there's still some doubters out there. And I'm not saying doubting the team in a negative way. They just don't necessarily believe that we're good enough or playing good enough to go get our second Lombardi. I'm telling you, I saw enough Saturday to believe the formula is in place. We just need to continue to execute that the rest of the way. I don't see a legit obstacle in our way.
215-592-9494. By the way, today is the only day you're going to get the official WIP afternoon show. So if you want this week. So if you want to talk to us, it's got to be today.
Yep. Because we're out the rest of this week.
Yep.
Yeah, Pros is a nonsense show.
Oh, tomorrow. We'll get to that. You know what, Ike? You know what? I watched the game on Saturday.
Come on, Spike. Come on.
The Eagles this come year on. Are
you,
like.
You feel it.
No. They're like pretty good. I guess that's where I keep coming to. This team's not very good. They're not. Is there some sort of possibility they could get to the playoffs and everything starts clicking and they start? Sure, I guess. But there is as much chance to me that they lose in the first round that they go to the Super Bowl. All I've seen all year for the Eagles, and the same thing I saw Saturday, was like pretty good. It smells like a Super Bowl hangover season. It pretty good. That's on Saturday. How'd they play? They played pretty good. You know, Jalen played well. The offense, the rushing game was pretty good in the second half. The defense played well. But I just
first of all, Jalen played better than Will.
He played well. Come on, let's. I don't need to go. We don't need to go overboard with it.
He played good. Coming from where we were.
Yes.
I got to put it back in his proper position.
An elite game manager.
I also saw some things that took a step back that were a little disconcerting to me from a penalty standpoint. Yep. Special teams is a concern. Just ask the Rams, who have probably lost three of their games this year because of special teams. Mm-hmm. I honestly, when I was watching that game, Until Mariota went out, I was thinking to myself, we could lose this game. Now, when Josh Johnson goes in the game, they intercept that pass. Dan Quinn gives up on the game. It probably was the end of it then. But I just think back to this entire Eagles season. And this entire Eagles season, I don't think there's one game that after the game I said to myself, man, this team looked really good. And that was the second Giants game. The second Giants game, they were clicking on all cylinders. The defense looked really good. The offense looked really good. They looked like a complete football team. At this point, like the Eagles they're like okay. They're a playoff team. They're okay. Mm-hmm. But anyone who's looking forward, I can't think about the playoffs and think like beating. How are we going to beat? Not just beat the Rams or whatever, right? You got to beat the Rams and then also probably beat the Bears or beat the Seahawks and beat the 49ers.
Well, I'm not going to beat all those.
Well, maybe.
You don't got to win three.
Yeah, well, three of them, right, right, right. But you're going to have to beat three of those teams.
Yeah.
Could they beat one of those teams on one day? Sure. Could they beat two of those teams on 2 days? Yeah, I guess. Could they beat three of those teams on 3 days, possibly two of them on the road?
Yeah.
I don't see it. Jack mentioned earlier, it just doesn't pass the eye test. They don't have it this year. They're not in that class of football team this year. I think they've done a good job by not letting the season crumble.
Yeah.
It hasn't become a disaster.
Yeah.
But has it turned around in a way where I can look at the playoffs and say, yes, I believe in this year's Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah.
I just don't. I'd be lying if I told you I did.
Yeah, well,
I just don't believe in them as a football team this year.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, and I'm trying to help you out.
Okay.
So you got to be a little open-minded.
Okay.
You got to be open-minded to –
yep.
This is good enough to win. This is good enough to win the Super Bowl. This team is good enough to win the Super Bowl. If they're going to play the way they played Saturday, defense has finally found their niche. We're still getting – we didn't have Jalen Carter. He's coming back.
Yeah.
The offense has finally found their groove with the running game, right? Two straight weeks, they run the ball. Last week, they ran it with quantity, not as much quality. This past game, there was a lot of quality to their running, including continuing to run in the fourth quarter where you beat that team into submission to where you're giving up big runs late in that game. That's what we did to teams last year. We didn't come out of the gate getting 100 yards in the first half of games. No, we stuck with it, and Saquon would eventually break them in the second half, late in the second half, in the fourth quarter, because we leaned on teams with our offensive line, and we pushed bodies around to where Saquon eventually those holes opened up for him, and he gets to that second level. That's what I saw Saturday. I'm not going to overlook the competition.
Yeah.
I'm not. But that was a team that came out gamed and was looking to play. Now, maybe when Mariota went out, they got a little deflated and figured, Josh Johnson, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's where they went.
And it seemed like when Quinn punted on that fourth and
six. Oh, he definitely threw in the towel.
He threw in the towel, and it seemed like the rest of the team was not into that game.
Well, until we went for two.
Yes,
and
until the fight.
Final
drive
until
the fight.
Are you guys, I guess, worried about them in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
They keep laying the groundwork. 2 weeks from now, we got them again.
Here's the thing. Now, I'm not a big – first of all, nice celebration, too, after the game. Not over the top. They acknowledged the fact it was a hat and T-shirt game.
Yeah.
They won back-to-back divisions. I didn't need to see bottles of champagne popping in the locker room like the Phillies do, you know, when they clinch a division or what have you, or they win a round.
It's nothing to do with the baseball.
No. I'm just saying it was a nice, subdued celebration. It wasn't – they didn't poo-poo what they had done.
They showed the appropriate joy.
Yeah, but they also didn't go over top with it. And I was happy to see that. They realized that there are bigger things that they're playing for. They want that conference hat and T-shirt. And then they want that Super Bowl hat and T-shirt.
Yep.
Yeah.
215.
I don't have any division T-shirt at home.
Yeah, I don't.
I won five of them, I think.
Yes.
I don't think I have any of them.
Not one?
Not one.
All right. 215-592-9494. I guess the question is, do the Eagles pass the eye test for you this year?
Yes!
In terms of, and they do not. I'm just thinking about there have been moments this season, but there haven't been a lot of games where even that Saturday's game did not pass the eye test for me. There's really only been a couple of games this year. And when I think about a team winning the Super Bowl, having to win three games again, which they're going to have to do, maybe two of them on the road.
You know what it did for me?
What?
It gave me the feeling when we head up to Orchard Park this Sunday.
Yeah.
To take on Buffalo.
Yep.
They're in trouble. Buffalo.
You think?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That team has something to play for, too.
That's what's going to make it even better. That's what's going to make it even better. It's almost going to be like a Sunday night game. I've already checked the TV schedule and everything.
It's 425, right?
It's 425. But they put the Giants and the Raiders on opposite us.
Okay.
That's the only other 4 o'clock game.
Oh, really? This has to be Nance Romo.
Well, because there's games Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So they had to split the games up.
All right.
We're getting that. I don't know. Is it a Fox game or is CBS? I don't know.
I need a Romo. Josh Allen game too?
All right, 215-592-9494. When you're thinking about the playoffs, thinking about moving forward, did the Philadelphia Eagles, the 2025 Philadelphia Eagles, pass the eye test for you? Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's
Come
up, Corey?
See.
Of course. Let's not act like last year you was all bought in going into the playoffs. Let's not act like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes me feel good. Because, it's very similar vibes. I don't know. Don't pass the eye test. I don't care about none of that. We play who on the schedule the Commander showed up. That's an L. You know what I'm saying? You said 20-16 on Friday. We really beat them. And we being real, we really beat them 29-10. But, we put Nicki Minaj's booty out there,
Well, they had booty out there at quarterback too. I mean, like let's be honest. This game was a competitive game until Mariota went out. And if you want to take away touchdowns, we had one touchdown that was basically handed to us from penalties. that probably wouldn't have been a touchdown anyway. So I don't know. There's no way, Corey, that you watched that game and you said to yourself, yeah, that right there is a Super Bowl.
How the hell are you going to tell me what's no way when I'm telling you?
Because you're too smart of a football guy. That's why.
Because I don't believe you.
Because y'all sit up here and y'all say dumb stuff and y'all say there's no way.
It's the holiday season.
I said you say dumb stuff. I never questioned your, intelligence. I say you say you sit up here last year. It was the same thing with y'all. Oh, the team don't look good. This that. All I know is next week Orchard Park, like Ike said, they in trouble, right? We want to talk about start lines. Let's talk about that guy's stat line yesterday. You know what I'm saying? That's all I know.
Well, they won the next game.
Yeah, you're right.
They won the game.
You're right.
W. So Superman.
Make sure you keep that energy all the time, Spike. That's all.
But that's not how I talk. And you're the one bringing up Josh Allen. That's not what I say. It's what you say.
I know, so I'm bringing up what you say. Bring up his stat line, right?
Yes, he didn't play well. He did not. Josh Allen didn't play well. I'm a grown-up enough to admit.
Almost broke his foot.
Terrible. I don't know, are you? You know what I'm saying? He played terrible.
Yes, I am.
All I know is, I can't tell. All I know is, yesterday or Saturday, when we played the Commanders, it was a close game, a little bumpy start, you know what I'm saying? Missy Elliott out there missing kicks. Special teams didn't look good. But we got it together. It's a divisional battle. You know what I'm saying? Come postseason, this team going to be rolling. You know, we probably going to play this week, get a W. I don't know if we're going to rest guys week 17 or week 18 or not. You know what I'm saying? I hope they play.
Not if that 2 seed is still online. Yeah, we're not resting anybody.
Yeah, we might not be able to.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't even know if
I hope they
to.
Don't. Because, I want them. I want them to get as many reps as possible. Because whoever we get, 49ers, Green Bay Filet, you know what I'm saying? Whoever it is, it's going to start. Saquon looking good. Tank Bigsby. How many times Tank Bigsby got to show y'all he need more carries?
Yeah. Now we with you on that.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like, he keeps telling you every week, give him the ball more. Like, Saquon Barkley, you got him. You got, if you got Tank Bigsby and then you got a more fresh Saquon, come on, man. Jalen Hurts, yeah, he's starting to tote that thing out there, all right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's starting to tuck it in and run a little bit. A.J. Brown.
Yeah, been listening Hurts, to Spike.
Yeah, I wonder who said that.
A.J. Brown, Hurts. I see y'all dapping up, taking pictures together. See, that's all I need. I don't even care if you don't like each other.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, I don't even care.
Listen, I told you Hard Knocks was a good thing for us.
That might have been your take of the year, actually. You might be right.
Yes.
You might be right. Thank you for the
just
call.
Just act like you like each other.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
good.
Yes. Well, because sometimes it's fake it till you make it. Sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Corey mentioned Jalen running the ball. I really, the last 2 weeks he's done it. I think it's a two-prong thing. One, there's the advantage of having the quarterback run the ball and what it does to the defense. But two, I saw this more in this game than the Raiders game, is he's just making the decision to do it quicker. You know, that rather than hanging back in the pocket and letting everything sort of break down, it seems like and you know what advantage that gives him? It gives him the advantage where he can get around to the edge and he can get out of bounds and not get hit.
Yeah.
Because when you look at a lot of his runs against the Raiders and against the Commanders, a lot of them ended up with him running out of bounds. And
I think
earlier in the season, we sort of saw he was having trouble getting around the edge. That's when those runs don't work. But when he makes that decision quicker and doesn't give the linebacker the chance to see what he's doing, you know, when he just decides to go rather than to dance around sort of on the side. And I think it's good for the football team. I think if they end up winning in the playoffs, it's going to have to be with Jalen Hurts running a good bit. And he had seven runs this week.
And how many called quarter? How many design runs?
Two or three, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Most of them were scrambles.
Okay.
But there were scrambles when he's deciding quickly to do it.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
When his man coverage is easier for him to take off.
Yeah.
Because he realizes the defense has their back turned to him.
Right.
And he can take off when he sees that man coverage.
215-592-9494. The 2025 Eagles, they passed the eye test for you from a Super Bowl perspective. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Eye, Jacket Baby, Happy Monday. What's up?
What's up, Yoshi?
What's popping?
What's happening?
Before we go any further, what's in happy holidays to y'all? I'm on vacation too, man. It seems like I'm always going on vacation when y'all go on vacation. We be hanging out and don't be hanging out. Happy holidays, my brothers.
Happy holidays, yo.
Yes.
I swear, man, listen, I be looking at your Twitter, and I be looking at I be like, man, me and Ike be on the same page the way we be talking during this daggone game. That's my boy right there. You know who didn't pass the eye test? Baker Mayfield.
No, he's played poorly. Guess who's grown up enough to admit it?
Oh, man, hey, it don't matter. Listen, I'm glad you're a grown man. Me too.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, I think they rounding into form at the right time, baby. What's
they
name? Top five toughest schedule, what's name, in the league this year. Coming from playing the most games out of anybody except for a team that didn't make it. Like we about
they
to
do
make
not
it
have
–
just I want to clear something up. They don't have a top five toughest schedule. They have like the 11th toughest schedule.
Well, coming
in,
they did.
Coming in, yes. But looking back on it.
Coming in, Spike. God knows. Well, you got the hate on everything.
Well, do you want to talk about the teams that they played or the teams you thought they were going to play? They had the 11th toughest schedule in the NFL. You know who had a tougher schedule? The Rams. You know who had a tougher schedule? The Seahawks. You know who had a tougher schedule? The Bears. Like,
Well,
I'm just telling you, they did.
Who else? Who else, though? What's the name you named?
The Giants.
Name all of them. Go ahead. Name all of them.
I don't need to name all of them. I'm just saying, we don't need to lie.
Exactly. You name the teams that you think going to beat them. I knew that's what you was going to do. You was going to stop at the two teams that you thought was going to beat them, the Rams and Seattle, who you've been harping on since last Thursday's game. What's the name? Look, man, we getting right at the right time. They playing like they supposed to play. That's why the run game is looking better. 100, almost 200 yards.
Oh, they're beating up on Little
week.
Sisters of the Poor. What are we talking about?
You scared
to wake me up when they beat Buffalo. Can we be a grown-up city? You just won the Super Bowl last year. I'm sick of
this
city.
I'm happy with what this team's doing. We're getting right at the right time. Let's get in the car. We two pips from Detroit. We reeling again, baby. Throw the horn. We still going. Like you said earlier, they just got to keep cooking. The white people are in the kitchen. They putting a little bit more ingredients in there. Let's just keep cooking. I'm so proud of Jordan Davis, too. Everybody
was awesome.
Talking bad.
Oh, man.
He's a dog this year, boy. I'm so happy with what he's doing. He just got, man, and we got players coming back. Come on, man. I like what this team is doing. And we ain't going to be mad at them. That was a good fight on Saturday night, all of them except for the last one. But I'm going to tell you one thing, boy. Did you see Alicia Baumgartner walking around that pool before her fight, boy?
I didn't. I got to tell you, Yoshi, I was in and out, man, on the fights, man. I was in and out.
All right. boy, she had on a suit, boy.
Yes.
Boy, oh, my goodness, boy. I mean, boy,
I hear you. I also was sitting there with Renee watching this, too.
Yeah. Giving measurements like Jet Magazine. Yes.
Well, doesn't seem to matter in Yoshi's house.
It doesn't even matter.
No.
It don't matter, man. I had to look. I mean, I got a daughter that's 30-some years old. Dad, I can't even feel right. I'm too old and too young to be liking anybody. I love them all. But, hey, man, we're going to go up with same to daggone Buffalo this week, and we're going to take that game, and then Spike going to feel a whole lot better next week. He need to see Jalen and the Philadelphia Eagles beat somebody with a name. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to feel better
our
after
defense
that Buffalo
too good.
Win, ain't you?
We getting Jalen Carter back this week?
Yes. Possibly. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Lane
too.
And both Lane. Of them coming back. We about to be rolling, man. We about to be rolling. And again, I love your age. Before I'm on my way out the door, I'm 60, almost 70-some points up. 3 years in a row, boy. God almighty.
Shouldn't even be in the league.
In the championship game again?
Shouldn't even be in the league.
Hey, 3 years in a row, that's – I mean – I'm about to play a juggernaut. Ain't no
yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to win or not. But, hey,
I got to be honest with you, Yosh. Jack got killed this week. I'm rooting for you, man. I'm rooting for you this week.
No, we can't. Another Mickey entry into the league.
I was rooting for you last night, too, when you beat that little boy up you played. What was his name? Brett?
Who?
Who you beat last night, Brett?
Spike, yep. Yep.
Oh, all right. Everybody's beating up on me. I'm hanging up on Yoshi.
Yep.
You know what? He mentioned Jordan Davis, who's played great the last couple of games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm hoping for Jordan Davis is that he sees the difference that taking care of his body makes, and he feels like he understands the difference in how it feels going from your body, treating your body one way to treating your body the other way, because it can – I know I'm not a professional athlete. I remember when I lost weight.
You're kicking it in. Yes, sir.
And when you all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, this feels so much different. And then you start craving doing the things that you do to make you feel better.
Yeah.
And Jordan Davis has had the best season of his career. He came in in great shape. And it should be noted, we're in week 15 and he's playing great.
Man, well, man.
You know, so.
He plays all three downs, man.
Yeah.
Man, no, it's I agree with you. You hope he takes this and builds off of it, and man, we could have, oh my God, you imagine both of those guys there for the next,
my God.
I don't know, 5 years. I just take for the next 5-6 years
would be crazy.
Of Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter
would be crazy.
Man.
Have we ever seen anything like
those two guys
at the same time?
No,
I don't think so.
I mean, you'd have to go back. You're going back Reggie and Jerome, right?
Yeah, but I'm thinking tackles.
Right. Well, yeah, and Reggie was an end and a tackle. Reggie, you're right. Just saying two D tackles? Nah.
Yeah, I can't think of
it. I mean, Hollis and Corey were pretty good.
But not like
this. No, I agree.
Yeah, I agree. 215-592-9494. Eagles 10-5 with Buffalo on deck. Do they pass the eye test for you this year? They do not for me. Ike says
don't sleep on the Tank now. The Tank played 14 years.
Oh, I'm not sleeping on Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now Corey, big ass.
Yeah.
He had more talent, but.
Coming up next.
Shorter career.
Coming up next, we will talk about the 2-point conversion that upset everyone. What Dan Quinn had to say about it. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Look, if you're looking for a last-minute gift, the Chickies and Pete gift cards, people love them. They always use them. You can find a place to buy them near you at chickiesandpetes.com, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the Christmas countdown is on. Still searching for that special gift that will truly light up her holiday? Well, visit my friends at Mark's Jewelers. From dazzling diamonds to timeless jewelry, Mark's has something that sparkles for every style, every budget, and gifts guaranteed to put a smile on her face Christmas morning. Mark's Jewelers is open every day now through Christmas Eve to help you get it done. Conveniently located in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, and in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. You can also check them out online at marks-jewelers.com and tell them Ike sent you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If I die tonight.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
If I die tonight.
2:30 Tupac. You got your 3:30 country, 4:30 90s, 5:30
it's a little
Creed.
Grim.
Yeah, yes.
Not grim. Around the holidays.
Yeah. If I die tonight.
Well, so I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Do
I
you?
Know.
Do you?
Yeah. I know. Well, because I had queued up. I didn't want to ruin the bit. I thought it'd be funny to play DMX, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously that's changing from 2:30 Tupac, but also one of Ike's Mount Rushmore rappers.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. So probably would have been DMX, too.
Yeah.
Probably would have been okay.
You'd come back with it like 4:30 or something.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we have 90s.
We have 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
shoot.
Tough now.
Shoot. Maybe just 4 o'clock.
Just shoehorn DMX.
Yeah, yeah, something.
Get him in there. 4 o'clock DMX.
There you go. I wouldn't mind that. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The countdown is on. Only 2 shopping days until Christmas. Let the home team at Mark's handle your Christmas list. They are open every day, including Christmas Eve. Here is the Twitter question. Do the Eagles pass your eye test? So Ike says, yeah, yes. Getting there. I say no, not at all. Only one really good game all year. What do you think the
one good game?
One really good game.
It's a tough critic, man.
Well, when I walked away going, oh, that team right there. That team right there.
Right.
So what do you think the poll's at? Did the Eagles pass your eye test?
I'm going to say the majority says yes.
Okay.
Let's go with 58%.
54.5.
Okay.
I would have thought
it's
it was higher.
Close.
Yeah, I would have thought it was higher.
Yeah, you know what, though? I'm trying to get everybody there.
Yes,
They're not there yet. They're a smart fan base.
Well,
intelligent fan base, and they're not easily impressed.
Especially after last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially after last year ended. Mm-hmm. I thought Corey made a lot of bad points, but one good point he made was during the season last year, we've said this a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
Retroactively, last season seemed like a dominant season.
Yeah, it was not.
But during the season, it did not feel like a dominant season.
No.
It just didn't. Now, you can look back at it, and the running game was dominant. The defense was number one.
Yes.
But while the season was going on,
Still unhappy, and they won 17 out of 18 games.
Yes.
So even during that stretch, we were critical because, yeah, that's that's why when you're in the moment, you know what you're feeling in the moment. It's easy to wax poetically afterwards when they win the whole thing. But to your point, going through it last year, it certainly didn't feel that great.
Well,
each and every week, and we had to fight our way to get W's last week.
That's where I get Saturday. I even tried to convince myself on Saturday. So I'm watching the game on Saturday, and the game ends, and I'm like, "Ugh, that was kind of gross." And then it was okay.
What you came up with?
It was okay. It was fine. But then
I was popping surf sides.
Well,
man.
Yeah, everyone else was like, "Whoa, what a big win! We're back!"
Yes,
and I thought to myself, "Okay, maybe it's me." But then,
So then
Sunday morning, I rewatch. I do the, and I'm like, "Nah, that's how I felt. It's definitely how I felt. I know how I feel, and how I feel is this team's like okay."
But see, here's the thing, Spike.
They're okay.
So two things can be true.
Yes.
You feel that the team is just okay.
Just okay.
Right? And we remember last year, a lot of the season felt like they were just – now, Saquon was outstanding.
And
we know that part. Yeah. And the defense was outstanding.
Yes.
So – but we didn't feel like it was a flawless football team.
No, we knew
we were going away to the Super Bowl. That's kind of what gives me reason – to feel positive about where they're at now. Because, sure, there's still a little room for improvement. There's room for improvement as it was room for improvement last year around this time. But it's trending in the right direction. And so I'm taking sort of that feeling and approach from that I had last year and knowing how it ended up, and I'm applying it to this year. And I'm saying, you know what? If I think back, this is kind of where we were last year from an emotional standpoint, other than feeling great about the historical season Saquon was having. But the bottom line is they were trending in that direction, and I think that's where they're trending now. Now, what really got me excited is Saquon's game Saturday.
Especially, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like that's what has me excited, because I'm saying the running game is starting to click now.
215-592-9494. Do the Eagles pass your eye test? Do you think it's a Super Bowl team? Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Wow! We back, baby. We back. And I tell you, like we never left. You hear me?
Like we never left.
Somebody told me this week, Chuck, how you going to be that on them like that, man? And he was just ripping them a couple weeks ago. I said, listen, with new information comes new takes. And I tell you, you must not know who I am, man. I'm just.
Oh, where's your phone?
The Redskins, right? Now, listen, the Redskins, they are jealous of the filthy Eagles. That's what this boils down to, you know? And the Bible talks about jealousy, how it just eats you up. It's right. You know what I mean? Anybody that's jealous out there.
Chucky 316.
I ask that you get away from that because, you know, you're not going to succeed in life. And that's what the Washington Redskins, you know, the Commanders, whatever their name is, they're not going to succeed because they're so worried about the fluffy Eagles. You know, we kick their teeth in every year. You know, they haven't won a Super Bowl since New Jack City was in movies. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I would be upset too. But, you know, what you going to do? We're just that good. Now, I want to say this, right? We got a two-headed monster, a two-headed running game that's brewing. I can't believe Spike and Jack, you guys, I can't believe you guys, man. You guys, what do you want to see? Huh? What do you want to see from a team that's building right now? We get hot at the right time, man. The defense, like I said, is going to be the number one defense in the league when it's all said and done.
Chuck,
and
you think they look hot right now?
Yeah.
You think they're getting hot? I'm blown away. Did we watch the same game on Saturday?
Yeah, but listen, I told you, I didn't care if they won 20-21, and I wouldn't play my starters the next 2 weeks. You know why? Because what matters to me is health going into the playoffs. See, this is the situation, right, Spike? The Eagles are like, you know, any great team, like the 90s Bulls, you know, like the early 2000 Lakers, the Dodgers are now, you know, they play with their food during the regular season. But see, come January and February, they feast. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to feast on these teams, and they're going to digest them, and they're going to go, and the teams in the NFC can go right to the toilet, right where they belong, and we'll be hoisting that trophy again. That's what I'm saying. I see the bigger picture.
You know, I see it.
I step back.
I'm with you, Chuck.
Like, listen, I tell you, I went back and I looked at the NFC Championship game in 2001. Periodically, I do that. I'm bored. You know what I mean? And the game you was in. And, you know, I looked at a guy named number 69, right, John Runyon. And this guy, it was just disgusting, man. He was just nasty. I mean that in a good way.
You know, I know.
He took Leonard Little and just drove his head into the ground, wouldn't let him up. Now if our offensive lineman can get that type of Tyler Steen, get that type of grit, you know, don't just block a guy just to get, you know, just to block him. Drive his back and through the turf. You know what I'm saying? You know, this running game will be back like it's never left. I see it coming, man.
And we got Lane coming back, Chuck. We got Lane coming back.
Lane coming back. I wouldn't play none of these guys, though, right, the next 2 weeks. I know everybody wants to see him play Buffalo.
No, I disagree with you.
It's not worth it. It ain't worth it, man. I'm telling you, we're not in the third seed.
The two seed. No. As long as the two seed is there, we need to play.
It's not there. It's not there. The two seed is, you know, it's like a mile. It's miles away. I don't think we're going to get the two seed, but the third seed is there, and if we go into the playoffs fully healthy, see, the best thing for offensive line is rest, because those guys will feel fresh, and they'll start blocking better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what we got to ride, this running game and the offensive line. I would not play my starters the next 2 weeks, but I tell you, we're on the road back to Santa Clara, I guess, right? And like I said, I didn't enjoy it last year because I was too busy.
All right, Chuck's phone is questionable. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will, after I tell you about Colonial, we're going to hear what Dan Quinn said about the two-point try and talk about that. John Ashton, the Karzar, it's the man right now. And as I mentioned last week, he's got the Santa costume on. He doesn't actually have the Santa costume on. He's too handsome for that. But what I will tell you is he is in the holiday spirit over there at Colonial. What they want to do is you come in there for a brand new Hyundai, they got to get your payment where it should be. And they're going to use every way they can do that. So the first way they're going to do that is they're going to get you financing as low as 0% on any new Hyundai. Brand new Palisade, brand new Santa Fe, brand new Tucson. Why am I mentioning SUVs? Well, it's the winter. You want to feel safe. You're driving out there in the snow. Financing as low as 0%. How else are they going to get your payment down? They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. Anyone else. They're giving you more for your trade. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. Over 200 brand new Hyundais on the lot, and every single one of them comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. More for your trade, 0% financing, Route 30 in Downingtown, or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year, 20% down, plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. Okay, so the Eagles go up 27-10. And they decide to go for two. And it resulted in some fighting on the field. Here's what Dan Quinn said afterwards about the Eagles' decision to go for two.
Hey, that's their choice, man. I want to look at the tape and see what happened before, you know, our ejections or poise or any of those things. Like, our guys are absolutely going to stick up for themselves and for their teammates. And so I'll have a better sense.
Obviously, it's their choice to go for two there.
Right
and
on.
You know, it's your job to stop them. But is there an unspoken respect between coaches, teams, where, you know, in a game in that situation, you don't do that? And kind of, did you feel like it was a little bit of a sign of disrespect?
Yeah, I can only answer for my side, what I would do. But hey, man, like, that's how they want to get down. Then, like, all good. We play them again in 2 weeks.
Okay. Oh, man, you scared?
All right.
You're shaking in your boots?
Is that a reason not to play the starters?
Well, and then Josh Johnson also said, we'll see him in 2 weeks.
Oh, man. You afraid of him after that performance on Sundays?
So he's already ruled out Mariota.
I know.
So there's like two different things here.
Yeah.
One, there's the was it disrespectful? And two, it's tied to it, but it's a little different, is why would the Eagles do it in the first place?
Yeah.
So it's not like the Eagles were up 40-6. I don't think it was disrespectful because I did not get the sense that the Eagles were doing it to rub it in. Now maybe the Commanders were playing dirty. Maybe they were hitting hard. I don't know, but I didn't get that sense. For me, and I didn't buy Nick Sirianni's thing afterwards. Nick Sirianni said that they wanted to be able to, if the Commander scored two touchdowns, got 2 two-point conversions, and kicked the field goal, that it would be a tie instead of them beating them. I'm not buying that. To me, it was something weird with Jake Elliott, who had missed, officially missed two field goals, right?
Yeah.
But actually missed a third.
He missed three.
So
Yeah. We all saw him miss three.
Yeah. That's what it – when you saw them going for two, my first thought went to Jake Elliott. What did you think?
That was my first thought.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they don't want Jake to miss another kick.
Yeah. That's it. And
I mean, at least that was my thought. I don't think Nick Sirianni is a vindictive coach. I didn't see any reason for them to want to rub it in the Commander's face, primarily because they play him in 2 weeks. It's not like this is the last time they're going to see him, till next year.
Yeah.
So they know they play him in 2 weeks. I think Nick certainly respects the game. He's from a family of football people, right? His dad was a coach. His brother was a coach, I believe. His brother played the game. So I think he has that sort of unwritten rule, sort of respect for the unwritten rule and sportsmanship. Yeah, but at the same time, he can't get up there and say they didn't want to see Jake miss another kick.
Right, right. He's got to.
Can't say that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they went out of their way to say how much confidence they still have in Jake, because they knew that was going to be a question once you decided to go for two.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Because why else would you go for two? The whole 18 and 19 point thing.
It's nonsense.
No,
the Commanders had already given up.
Yeah,
they gave up.
Over with, yes.
When Dan
third
Quinn,
string quarterback out there.
Third string quarterback. When Dan Quinn punted down two scores, fourth and six, they were waving the white flag.
Yep.
So then it gets to Jake Elliott. So Jake Elliott did not have a good year last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think it was Dallas Goedert who mentioned that he was dealing with an injury all year that we didn't know about. Mm-hmm. The Jake Elliott. I don't know if he's dealing with something. He was pulling everything left. There wasn't it wasn't a length thing. And it's not just that game. When you look at his numbers all year, his numbers from 50-plus are not at league average.
Yeah.
His numbers from 40-plus are not at league average. And special teams are important. I mean, the Rams just fired their special teams coach because essentially cost them three games this year. Their special teams did. But there's nothing you can do about Jake Elliott at this point aside from cross your fingers.
Yep.
For the rest of this season, aside from cross your fingers, right?
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I love Jake. He's obviously an Eagle great. He's one of the few players that has two Super Bowl titles with this franchise. You know, he's an Eagles Hall of Famer. So you're kind of trying to stick it out with him at this point. But I don't know how you can't be nervous. Every Eagles fan is nervous.
Yes.
And they can say all they want, as they should, because they want to project confidence in him still. He's not as confident.
No.
So I don't know how they could be 100% confident. He's not as confident kicking the football. And I think he said after the game it's not mental with him.
Yeah, he said it's not.
Then are you telling me there's something physically wrong with you?
Yeah, then what's going on?
Yeah.
Wasn't he hurt last year?
He was. Said that. I don't know if you listened to the show.
Are you listening to the show?
Yeah. I know
you going to make the point. Yeah. I was going to make the point that this is exactly what he did last year.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he made every kick in the postseason. He did.
He just tuned back into
the show. Yeah, tuned back into the show.
The Jake Elliott thing, missed me with it.
I'm just saying. The idea that nobody's cutting Jake Elliott.
No.
I don't think you can bring somebody in, because that's just – adding pressure to him if you're bringing somebody in. But I don't know what to do. And I'm saying that today. Still two games left.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
He goes to Buffalo and misses another kick or two. Then what are we saying?
Well,
like, everybody's going to be saying something different next week if this continues.
So here's the cascading effect of the Jake Elliott thing. The one thing is, it's not like we're blowing out teams this year, generally. I mean,
exactly. You need him.
Yeah, the Eagles' margin of victory has been as such this year that a field goal here and there can make a difference between getting to the Super Bowl and not getting. That can happen for any team, but this team right now. And then the second cascading effect is the idea of going for it when, like, let's say it's a 53-yard field goal,
right,
and it's fourth and five.
Right.
So normally you take the points, you move on, whatever. The Eagles can't do that. So then it puts added pressure on an offensive unit who has not been as good this year as you would want them to be. So that is the effect of all of it is you get to a situation in the playoffs.
Even the first quarter,
it's 34-yard line, it's fourth and six. What do you do?
And
you know,
we're heading to the postseason, where every possession counts.
Yeah.
Like, so you don't have this, well, you can miss it, and we still got four games left to go to get it right.
Right.
You could be going home that day.
Yes.
Season could be over. We just got to cross our fingers.
Yeah.
That's all we can do. I've thought about it. Like I said, I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jake. I certainly don't want them to cut him or anything. You can't bring somebody in here to break glass in case of emergency type of deal, because you got to wait till he actually goes into a game and then misses a kick to break the glass, and you can't activate two kickers
yeah.
in 1 week. So you're going to have to trust that he's going to figure this out. And if it comes down to a point where he has to make a big kick, you got to hope that he makes it.
And I think it could – you talked about Buffalo. They get to Buffalo. He misses the first kick. It might be one of those things where it's just like, okay, we're going for it on the fourth
yes.
downs now.
You know, you're exactly right. You could have missed kick early in the game. Now how does that affect Nick moving forward, how they call the game, decisions that they make? Like, all that stuff matters. And I know people want to say the weather. Well, guess what? We're heading into January. It's not about to be 75 degrees unless we're inside, indoors somewhere.
Well, and he's missing kicks.
That's what I'm saying.
Indoors, too.
Right.
Yeah. So
exactly.
He's missed them everywhere.
Yeah, so the weather, whether it's here, whether it's Chicago, whether it's Seattle, like whether it's San Francisco, like, it's that's there. Like, we're not getting great weather, and we're not indoors. So I don't know how you can't be nervous.
He makes the kicks when he needs to.
That's the one. No, that's a saving grace.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. He always needs to make the kicks.
There we go. Yeah.
But to your point, I'm assuming that you're saying, well, here's the thing. In the postseason, he's been outstanding.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's only missed one kick in the postseason.
Yeah.
So we can hang our hat on that. And that's what we're all going to do, including the Eagles.
Yes.
They're going to be looking through yes. their eyes closed.
We're just hanging our hat on his postseason record of kicking, where he's only missed one field goal, 26 out of 27.
The friggin' long snapper that they cut is sitting around going, oh really? It's me? It's me?
I was the issue.
Yeah, huh, Jake? How many other people you want to?
They are 2-0 since Charlie Hula came back.
They are 2-0.
Yeah, but Jake kicking the ball.
Is it a win?
It's a win? Yes.
All right. They did enough to win the football game, including Jake Elliott. 215.
All right.
He's an elite kicker.
I see what you're doing. We all see what you're doing. 215-592-9494. Are you nervous about Jake Elliott? Did the Eagles pass the eye test?
I don't know how the hell you can't be nervous.
Nervous, yes. Pass the eye test? No. Coming up next. Something disgraceful is happening between 2 and 6 tomorrow on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Unbelievable.
Just completely shameless. Honestly, I want you to tune in just so you can hear how shameless it is. We will talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Tis the season to be boosting on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because this year you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting in the app for you to unwrap. That's right. Every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking to see what drops next. And it all leads to the Christmas Day special, where you can get something extra special. 7 days of gifts, 1 big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot brighter. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to get in the holiday spirit. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.